From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Somali police say that they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital with at least 23 killed in a car bomb attack. It left dozens more wounded. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility. There was a second car bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. The extent of the damage from that explosion was not immediately clear. Catalonia's deposed president, Carles Puigdemont, has voted to keep fighting for independence. This after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain.
It is not a question of suspending self-government or of intervening or cutting it. It is simply a matter of returning self-government to normality as soon as possible. Normality begins by recovering institutional legitimacy and by returning the voice to the Catalans.
Y por devolver la voz a los catalanes.
Rajoy called for calm. A U.S. federal jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence in last year's U.S. presidential election. An investigation is looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. They're also examining the possibility that Mr. Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. The probe also is looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. This is VOA News. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament meeting to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who was under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal, and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Barzani finds himself in a tough position after Iraqi federal forces moved to reclaim territory near the city of Kirkuk. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government forces. The attack came a day after Afghan officials confirmed separate insurgent attacks in the eastern Ghazni province that killed at least 9 police personnel. Australian lawmakers in the state of Victoria will debate a bill to allow medically assisted dying, which is a highly controversial issue fraught with arguments over who, if anyone, should be able to decide the timing of their own death. In the Australian state of Victoria, the lower court, or lower house of parliament, passed legislation October 20th that would allow the bill called voluntary assisted dying. The vote came after a contentious marathon debate session lasting more than 24 hours. 5 nations have legalized assisted dying. Those are Belgium, Canada, Colombia, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands. Assisted death usually means being issued a prescription for drugs that will end the patient's life at the time and place of their choosing. Most patients eligible for it are terminally ill, with death approaching soon. However, patients in other circumstances have argued that they too should be able to choose assisted living, or should say assisted dying, including psychiatric patients and elderly people in good health who feel that they have completed their lives and are ready to go. Kenyan police used tear gas to disperse election protesters in Nairobi. This is a day after fire burned hundreds of businesses and men armed with machetes and sticks looted stores and homes. The Election Commission chief says he will give an update on what he called the way forward in some opposition areas where voting in last Thursday's presidential election had not occurred because of security problems. The opposition leader, Raila Odinga, told his supporters to boycott the vote. President Uhuru Kenyatta is making his second attempt at re-election. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has been disqualified from Parliament because he was a dual national at the time of the last election. A court has ruled that 4 other politicians were also wrongly elected because they held British, New Zealand, and Canadian citizenship. Australia's constitution bans subjects or citizens of foreign powers from sitting in federal parliament. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.